Chapter 17, A Bad Feeling. Usually, as Labor Day approached, everyone in town prepared for a big barbecue picnic with local families. But this year, with Labor Day weekend only a few days away, the picnic was forgotten. Folks were preparing instead for the hurricane, in case it should veer our way. At the moment, ships were reporting it would head toward Key West, or even farther south. But everyone who lived on the Keys knew hurricanes only too well, and we understood how unpredictable and dangerous they could be. The only hurricane I remembered in my lifetime was when I was 7, and the eye of the storm missed us and went up to Lake Okeechobee. Still, I'd heard the stories of hurricanes past from the Conks who lived through them, and I grew to respect the howling wind and wild seas that had been known to bring ships onto the reefs. To live on the Keys, one had to acknowledge the power of storms. With the possibility of a hurricane looming, Dad and I checked the barometer regularly, pulled hurricane shutters over the windows, and carried our outside display of fishing poles and paddles into the storeroom. In the workers' camp, the bonus marcher veterans were uncertain whether they should take the train and leave the Keys or stay and face the storm. They waited for the government to give them orders, but so far none had come. A hurricane couldn't be too bad, they reasoned, or Uncle Sam would have ordered us from our shanties and taken us to the mainland for safety. I heard them talking at the store lunch counter about how scared the locals are of a little wind. If there was a hurricane coming, the government would warn us, Milt Barkley told Dad, but no one seems to be worried. That's right, Harry Webber agreed. They'll get us off the Keys if there's danger. It'll be too late if the storm catches you inside those little huts and tents, Dad told them. I've never been in a hurricane, another vet said, but hey, we need a little excitement around here. Dad and Mom looked at each other and raised eyebrows. Trust me, you don't want that kind of excitement, Mom said. You have no idea. Harry interrupted her. We survived the war in the trenches in France. Surely we can survive a little windstorm. Besides, the weather forecasters predict that it will hit Havana, Cuba. Why waste time getting ready for a storm that will never come? Milt scoffed. Other veterans who were gathered at our lunch counter started chatting. Some of them were excited about the storm and seemed to actually hope it would strike our island. Dad ignored them and continued with the preparations. We had extra kerosene lanterns cleaned and filled, and we put candles at the counter and on the tables because it was dark in the store with the windows covered. Dad filled up gas cans for the generator. Star was still feverish, and Mom tried calling Dr. Whiteside, the nearest doctor, but there was no answer. Maybe he's gone up to the mainland, Mom said worriedly. Later that day, Rudy showed up, scratching and barking at the store door. What do you want, boy? I asked. Rudy ran out into the road, circled, and came back barking. What's wrong? I asked. Rudy circled again. And this time, when he came back, he took hold of my shirt in his teeth. Something is wrong. Rudy raced down the road, then stopped and barked as if to say, Come on, hurry up, Jake. I followed the dog up the road and then down the path to Sharky's house. Sharky? I yelled when I came close to his house. Sharky! Suddenly, I saw him lying on the ground near the corral. Jewel stood solemnly nearby like a sentry keeping watch. She put her head down to Sharky and nudged him with her nose. I ran to him. Sharky! It's my leg. It gave out on me and... He tried to pull himself up, but he couldn't. Blasted Jerry who caught me with this bullet! He grimaced in pain and cursed several times. I helped him to a sitting position with his back against the fence post for support. Why are you so mad? Because it hurts! Maybe you need a doctor. Mom tried to reach Dr. Whiteside for Star, but there's no answer. I'll be all right now that I'm up. I just need to sit here for a while. He reached out and patted Rudy, who had hunkered down next to him. Rudy brought me here, I told him. Good boy, he whispered to Rudy, whose tail thumped a few times. How did I manage without you and Jewel? Can I get you anything, Sharky? I've got crutches hanging on the wall inside the hut. I'll get them. I ran to the boxcar and pulled up the screening that Sharky had rigged to hang over the open doors. This was the first time I'd ever been inside Sharky's place, and I expected it to be a sloppy mess. However, the place was in perfect order. One section was set aside for a kitchen area, with a small kerosene stove and a sink that connected to the cistern outside. A fork, spoon, and knife were set on the table ready for the next meal. A feeling of sadness swept over me for some reason I couldn't explain. "Jake!" Sharky yelled from outside. "What are you doing in there? The crutches are right by the door." I turned around, and there were the crutches, just as he said. I grabbed them off the hook and carried them out to Sharky, who was struggling to stand up. He placed them under his armpits and sighed. "Guess I'll be using these for a while." "Take it easy for a few days, Sharky," I said. Sharky headed painfully to his boxcar with Rudy at his heels. "I can't take it easy. There's a storm coming. I was trying to batten down the hatches when I twisted my leg." I followed him in and helped him get settled on the couch. We propped up his swollen leg with a cushion, and then I gave him some pills that he pointed out on the sink. "Last time I saw Doc, he gave me these to use if I have a lot of pain. I try not to use them except in an emergency." "I'd say this is an emergency, Sharky," I said, handing him a glass of water. "And then there's the hurricane. I thought it would miss us, but the air is heavy and, well, now I'm thinking we will get the storm full force. Dad and I will help you close up." I peered out the door toward the bay. It was calm, reflecting the trees along the shore. Big, puffy clouds sailed serenely across the sky. No sign of a storm. "Don't worry, Sharky. It's supposed to go below the Keys, near Cuba anyway. It'll probably miss us." "I don't think so, Jake. Like I said, I have a bad feeling about this storm."